What's happening, folks? What is happening? It is Friday, December 21st. It is 2 o'clock p.m. on the nose. Ryan Toman here, checking in with you guys for episode 7 of Ninja Realtor. Now, it is like a skating rink outside in Warman, Saskatchewan. Crazy. You could literally skate to your neighbors. We had freezing rain last night. It is ridiculous. You can probably hear the background noise. I am in my car. They've started to put salt on the road, so a guy can at least drive, but it's crazy around here, man. Next week will probably be minus 40. The week after that will probably be zero. The weather is crazy around here. But since nobody likes to talk about the weather, I am going to move on. One take here. Before we get into, you know, me giving you guys an update on the real estate world, the martial arts world, and of course the weekly topic, I just wanted to refresh the whole demographic here. Now, ideally, you know, the type of person that might want to check into a podcast like this is somebody that's in business, you know, in sales, somebody that's really into fitness, into martial arts. Maybe you want to get motivated. Maybe you want to get inspired, you know, just something short on the way to work and whatnot. But some of these, including this one, might aid the type of person who, maybe you're a little younger, you know, maybe you're finishing college, maybe you finished high school, maybe you're in a career, maybe you're struggling a little bit, maybe you feel like you have all the potential in the world, but you don't really know the right direction to go in. Maybe you feel like you have all the potential, but things just aren't adding up quite right. You're missing some pieces. You need to change your structure on how you operate, something like that. So, as far as this week's topic, I think that type of person may find benefit in some of the things we talk about. But before we reach that topic, I'll let you guys know what's up. So, I'm heading to the chiropractor right now. You know, I'm not a big chiropractic type of a guy, but I've had a crazy knot in my back. I'm trying to do massage, trying to do chiro, trying to get this knot out. So, trying to do some body maintenance here. But after that, I am going to go do some no-gi jiu-jitsu. And I swear to God, I'm like a kid in a candy store. Like, thinking about martial arts, I still... After like 4 years of very consistent training, I'm still just super excited to go train. You know, I still have the nerves, the little bit of anxiety before grappling, but I'm just excited. I feel good. I'm just ready to train today. I'm excited. I've been feeling good, so I'm really excited to hit up my open mat today at Modern Martial Arts Center. Surprisingly enough, I've been busy as a bat, real estate-wise. You know, I met some new clients this week. I showed a couple of houses. I skated over to a new house today and showed these guys again. I met with some new potential clients from India that are looking for some farmland. I've just been tying up a lot of loose ends, you know, keeping contact with people, handing out calendars, eating chocolate, you know, all these real estate activities, getting ready for the holidays. I am going to go to my parents tomorrow morning and do the family thing. You know, I'm really looking forward to that. Get out of town for the weekend, do the presents, see my nieces and nephews. Maybe bust out the skates for real this time, though. My parents live at the lake, so my dad cleared off a bit of a skating area, so I might shoot some puck with my little nephew. And I'm really just looking forward to unwind, you know, set the phone down. I know I did have a holiday about a month ago, but I'm looking forward to spend some time with my family this weekend and do the whole Christmas thing. So, hustle, hustle, grind, grind, finish the year strong, but don't forget to, you know, give that time to yourself, to your family, and relax a little bit during the holidays. So let's get into it. episode 7, the topic for this week, guys, is setting goals. Now, the reason why it is themed as goal setting is because we're at the end of the year. You know, it's that time where I personally start making goals for the following year. People do micro goals, you know, people may do like couple year goals, things like that, but what I found works for me is every December at the end of the year, I set my goals for the following year. So I've been kind of brainstorming a little bit for 2019 goals. I cannot underestimate, for myself at least, guys, how powerful it is to write out goals on paper, refer back to them regularly, and then execute on them. It may not be for everybody, but I found real benefit in this. When I first started doing this about 8 years ago probably, I surprised the hell out of myself when I exceeded the goals that initially I thought were way out of whack. I thought there's no way I would reach these goals. I wrote them down. I reverse engineered what I need to do to complete these goals. I referred back to them regularly and I prioritized based off that. And I wowed myself. Honestly, you know, some people might think, I don't need to write them down. You know, I have this goal in my head. I don't need to write it down. But guys, I'm telling you, again, for me personally, there's power in putting pen to paper, power in writing things out, power in referring back to them, reading over them regularly. It keeps you on track. You know, it adds structure to your daily activities. I think that's one of the reasons I started journaling over these last few years too, is the power of writing, you know, writing even just things like how I'm feeling. It's like therapy. It's like venting almost, you know? So I've been starting to brainstorm. Like I said, I haven't completed my 2019 goals, but this year, you know, for 2018, I completed my financial goal. I completed my travel goal. I completed my martial arts goals. And, you know, I accomplished a few other things that weren't even written down. But I want to change it up a little bit for 2019. You know, I want to have a little bit less tangible goals. You know I'm going to be grinding hard to make money. I know I'm going to be training hard. So I think I want to make my goals a little more intangible, a little bit more character-based. One of the things I realized recently is I want to be a better communicator under pressure. You know, I might do a podcast goal, and not a goal to do with, you know, getting the most amount of listens or downloads. I'm not at that stage yet. And I'm being honest with myself about that. If you've ever checked out my Instagram page, you can see I'm not promoting my podcast on there. Facebook, Snapchat. I'm not even telling most people about this podcast. There's only 2 friends that actually know about this podcast. And the reason for that is because my goal is to become a better communicator. Become more efficient with my words. A better communicator under pressure. And even though it's just hitting the little red button on this Anchor app, there's pressure there. You know, I've got out of my comfort zone in the past by, you know, in college, speaking in front of large groups, doing presentations. In sales, I mean, just going in and, you know, cold calling, walking into businesses, talking to people. That's something that forces you to become a better communicator under pressure too. But this is a whole new thing, you know, hitting play on a camera, having a conversation, trying to stay relaxed, trying not to have a scrambled mind. These are things I want to improve on. So 2019 goals may be more character oriented, non-tangible. You know, you really got to find what works for you. Another kind of, I don't want to say mistake, but thing I've done in the past is just had too many goals. It's been overwhelming and haven't been able to be as sharp and refer back to everyone because it's just you know, 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag. So that's another thing I might try and do for 2019 is make a couple clear, decisive goals. Maybe it'll just be one, maybe it'll be a couple, but I don't want to have a whole page written out like I did, you know, the last couple years. So you got to find out what works for you guys. And maybe you'll try this and maybe, you know, you'll write some goals out. Maybe you'll realize it's not for you. I mean, just because it works for me, it does not mean it's the right thing to do. It does not mean you're lazy or you're not disciplined if you don't write your goals out. I don't remember offhand, but I've heard a pretty compelling argument on another podcast about why somebody that was really significant and really successful didn't think goals were the best idea. You know, they thought being a little more random, being a little more less rigid was the way to go and the way to accomplish more. So maybe that's what works for you. But again, you know, if you're a little lost, you feel like there's some missing pieces, at least give it a try. If you don't want to make goals for 2019, make goals for a month. Make a quarterly goal. You know, make a semi-annual goal. But if you're struggling and you haven't tried writing out goals on paper, it's at least worth a try. So that's all I'm saying. It's worked for me. That's why I'm sharing it. That is the topic for today. I almost froze there. I almost froze like Eminem in the rap battle. But that is the topic. Goal setting. Give it a shot. It's helped me. Maybe it'll help you. Now, back to real estate, back to martial arts. You know, I'll probably take a little bit of time off training next week. I'm definitely going to be doing some weights. Definitely going to be doing some grappling, though, for sure. I'm super excited. We got word that March 3rd, Professor Dwayne Bang Ludwig is coming to do a seminar in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan at our academy. Again, we are a Bang Muay Thai affiliate as far as kickboxing. So he comes out once a year. You know, I've met up with Dwayne at seminars probably 4 times now. Super excited. I'm really looking forward to sharpening up my kickboxing skills over the next couple months, looking into the new year here. Train hard with my boy Jesse Bolt. You know, when Dwayne Ludwig comes out, he does some promotions. I was fortunate enough to have him wrap the blue belt around my waist, which is something I'll never forget. You know, I see him in there on TV with TJ Dillashaw holding the UFC belt. Super cool. I'm super grateful for these opportunities. So, are there more promotions on the horizon? I'm getting close to that purple belt, guys, but no expectations. We'll see what happens. If I'm ready, then I will earn it at that point. If not, then not. But it's about the experience. It's about the journey. I'm not in a rush to get these belts, so hopefully that purple belt's on the horizon. But looking forward to tightening up my kickboxing game. You know, I had a great training last night with Jesse. So much lateral footwork, movement, just new age stuff, you know, very different than just traditional kickboxing. So it's pretty cool. You know, next weekend I'm going to watch the fights. John Jones is coming back. And I think I'm going to hedge my bets on the underdog. For some reason, I'm having a blank. I can't think of his name right now. They fought once before. Gustafsson. I think I'm going to put my money on Gustafsson. I might even actually have to put money down on this. You know, I'm not a big gambler, but like I said, I'm feeling it. That's where my intuition is. So, who do you guys got? Also, Cyborg is going to be fighting Amanda Nunes. I'm super pumped about that fight. I'm cheering for Amanda Nunes. She's a beast. They're both beasts, but I got to go Amanda. So let's go Brazil. Actually, they're both Brazil, so never mind. Disregard that. Moving forward. Real estate, things are popping, guys. Like I said, but I am really looking forward to giving myself this little break. I think it's well deserved. I think it's going to allow me to start the year fresh. So enjoy the holidays. You know, if partying for New Year's is your thing, take care of it. But just remember that next month, January, you better be starting fresh out of the gate. You better hit 2019 hard, because I know I'm going to. Big things on the horizon. Big things on the horizon. Now, give me a second here. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I do not believe so. So we're going to leave it at that. Check me out on Instagram at Ryan Toman. That's at RyanTomyn. Thank you guys for listening. I'm hoping to have a special year-end episode next week. I'm not going to say too much more about it just in case it doesn't happen. I don't want to keep leading the people on, so we'll see what happens. But cheers. You guys have an excellent day. A very Merry Christmas, because I probably won't talk to you until right after then. But I will be in touch before 2019. Ciao for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.